This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm Alex, I play the role of Jack in Into the Woods.
I am John, I play the role of the baker in Into the Woods.
I'm Kyle, I play the role of Cinderella's Prince and the Wolf in Into the Woods.
First of all, congratulations on being selected for the National Student Drama Festival. It's a fantastic achievement. Could you tell us a little bit about the production and the show itself?
So Into the Woods is a story about loads of fairy tale characters. So you've got Jack and the Beanstalk, you've got Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, and the plot revolves around the character who's the baker, and he wants a child but can't have a child because the witch has cursed him, and he has to get like an item of, well, not clothing, he just has to get something from four of the characters to lift the curse and have a child. But then the moral of the story is be careful what you wish for. At the end of the first act, every character gets their wish, and then in the second act everything goes wrong, basically. So yeah, it's quite like a dark twist on fairy tales.
It finishes with a really poignant song at the end called Children Will Listen, which basically it's got quite a nice meaningful message about just when you're raising children and stuff, make sure like you're teaching them properly and stuff. It's really, really, really nice.
People may have recently seen the film adaptation directed by Rob Marshall, who directed Chicago and Nine. How is your production different or similar to the film? What can people expect?
Well, obviously, our production is truer to what Sondheim actually wrote, whereas the film, it cut several songs, changed quite a few of the lines, and personally, and I think it was quite a lot of people's opinion as well, was that the film wasn't quite as good as the stage show. Some of the acting, especially from like Red Riding Hood, she just, well, didn't act the part as Sondheim wrote at all, but it's still a decent adaptation of it, I felt. But so there was one song, No More, which was the baker song, that was, it's a really quite poignant moment at the end of the second act, where it's sort of the baker's big moment just gets completely glossed over. I didn't quite like that.
Meryl Streep played the witch really, really well, and so yeah, props to Meryl Streep.
So what bits of your production would you say that people should look out for? Is there any best bits?
The opening's pretty massive. It's like a, don't get put off, it's like a 15-minute song. It's huge. It's really, really good. And it's the first introduction you get to all of the different characters. And you're guided through it by the narrator, who doubles up as a character called the Mysterious Man, who is, well, spoiler, he's the baker's dad, who cursed the baker. That's the big moment for me, personally.
The song Your Fault, where it gets to a point in the second act where Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, the baker, the witch and Jack are all deciding whose fault it is, and it's a really, really snappy song, and all the lines are going back and forth between characters, and I think in our production especially, I think we really, really nailed that song. Better than the film, I think.
So you mentioned Stephen Sondheim earlier. I think Sondheim has kind of a reputation for being really difficult to perform. Did you find any challenges in rehearsals with working with Sondheim material?
It's certainly the most difficult musical that MT's put on, certainly since we've been here. Your Fault especially is a very difficult song. It's very fast, and the melodic lines don't go exactly where you would expect them, in comparison to like Disney musicals, where it's all very you can sort of predict where the lines are going to go, and they're very singable tunes, whereas this is more sort of intricate and quite more musically complex.
We did a Sondheim show last year as well called Company, and that was our, I'd say, all of our first introduction to performing Sondheim, and we found that really challenging. And then when we did Into the Woods last semester this year, the opening of it took so long to piece together because there were so many different and awkward time changes and stuff. But I know, it was really good fun learning it, and I think we did it justice.
Company is my favourite musical, so when I went to see it, I was kind of nervous, but you guys definitely pulled off. I really, really enjoyed it. So moving on to the festival, what are you looking forward to most about spending time at the National Student Drama Festival in Scarborough?
Different people have different points of view with it, because some people aren't looking to pursue a career in drama, so it's very much like a final bow out to university. It's a great way to go out with all your friends and to do the show again. But others are looking at going into that career, so it's a great opportunity to network with people who work at drama schools like and the RSC and things like that.
I think it's just nice to perform it again. I think when we finished it in November, there was a sort of like, oh, that's probably the last time we're ever going to perform that. And I think it was such a great production, not just on the stage, but off it, that it's so nice to see all the people again. Although we've got a couple of new people in, but generally the whole cast is pretty much the same. It's going to be so nice to like work with that group of people again, basically.
I myself will be at the festival reporting on our art show blog, which is lsrtheartshow@wordpress.com. Hopefully I'll get to chat to you guys there again.
The cost of the trip is like hiring out band parts again, and all the music and hiring percussion, and just generally taking the production, all the set to Scarborough is quite expensive. So we've set up a My Donate page to try and help us along a bit, because you know, we don't have that much money. So it'd be quite nice for people to chip in, because I think obviously the whole cast are going to benefit from it, and the society as well, in terms of national exposure and stuff. So yeah, if any donations will be massively appreciated, and My Donate page can be found on our Facebook page. So yeah, thank you.
This is Leeds Student Radio.